USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The White House doesn't have much to say on Hunter Biden facing 9 criminal charges in a federal tax case. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president says...
He loves his son and supports him as he continues to rebuild his life. I'm going to be really careful and not comment on this and refer you to the Department of Justice.
Prosecutors allege the president's son led a lavish lifestyle while neglecting to pay a minimum of $1.4 million in federal taxes from 2016 to 2019. The indictment contends that he spent money on drugs, escorts, opulent properties, and exotic cars. If convicted, the charges carry a maximum penalty of 17 years in prison. The U.S. economy added 199,000 jobs in November. This as hiring slowed from earlier this year. The unemployment rate fell to 3.7%. President Biden visiting Las Vegas Friday to showcase $8.2 billion in funding for 10 major passenger rail projects across the country. These initiatives aim to develop high-speed electric train routes, potentially connecting Nevada and California, including Los Angeles and San Francisco. One project is a 218-mile train route between Las Vegas and Rancho Cucamonga, California, with a future capacity to serve over 11 million passengers annually. The Biden administration urging Congress to swiftly approve an aid package for financial support for both Ukraine and Israel, but Republicans oppose passing the measure unless Democrats concede to border policy adjustments. Here's Senator Lindsey Graham.
The Commander-in-Chief Joe Biden needs to wake up and do something about a broken border.
Negotiations seem to have resumed following a heated floor vote Wednesday. At the age of 82, actor Ryan O'Neal has passed away. The renowned Hollywood actor died Friday afternoon. His son Patrick said O'Neal passed away peacefully, surrounded by friends and family. He had battled leukemia and prostate cancer since 2001. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
The middle class combined have less wealth than the 1% of top earners in America. Lance Pry explains.
The wealthiest Americans are now even richer than ever. The Federal Reserve is reporting that the top 1% of earners in the United States own more wealth than the entire middle class of Americans combined. Statistics through the summer of this year indicate 26.5% of all household wealth, about $38.7 trillion, belongs to the 1% of American earners.
With Christmas festivities underway, shoppers are encountering a new trend this year. An increasing number of businesses are employing credit card machines that prompt customers to tip for what often amounts to straightforward transactions.
That tipping app should not be a pressure app when you are paying over the counter, because these are hourly workers.
Diane Gottsman from the Protocol School of Texas advises against feeling obligated to tip at a retail location, even if the service is excellent, as it's considered part of the job. However, she does emphasize as the tipping is appropriate at restaurants. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour has made history by becoming the first tour to surpass the billion-dollar milestone. That's as reported in Pollstar's 2023 year-end charts. Not only did Swift's Eras Tour claim the top spot globally and in North America, but it also generated an impressive $1.04 billion in revenue, selling 4.35 million tickets across 60 tour dates. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.